Here's your host, Alex Garrett.
Hey, welcome inside to another edition of Alex Garrett Podcasting. As you know, I've been starting this new venture for the actual URL to be spreaker.com/user/Alex-Garrett-podcasting. Let me see if I got that right. If I got my own hyperlink here correct, I think we do. It's spreaker.com/user/Alex-Garrett-podcasting, all one, no dashes in the podcasting. But, you know, I could just switch over some content from my original account into this one, but I want fresh, original content. That is what the rebirth is. That is what it's about. And while I might be feeding still the current links that are really syndicated all over the place because it's just easier at the moment, I'll be easing into this one main vein. Speaking of main vein, New York City, as you know, isn't it really the vein of any economic growth right now? Yet LinkedIn News and the LinkedIn Workforce Confidence Index research from January 2nd to March 12th, 2021, gathered data that said we are one of the most competitive job markets out there. Is that a good thing? You would think so on the front of it. You would think, wow, New York is back. We have competitive job markets. This is going to be great. But the only issue is with this research is the numbers. New York City isn't a 24% job-seeking capital of the world, if you will, or of the country, if you will. 24% isn't the average amount of people looking for work. More like, what, in the 70s, 80s, 90s percentile? So when I saw this first hit the LinkedIn News and they said, oh, look, New York is one of the hottest competitive job markets right now. Well, would you believe that there's more competitive nature, more of a competitive nature in Oklahoma than in New York State? Yes, Oklahoma has more of a competitive nature because they have 27% seeking a job. Only 24% of New Yorkers are active job seekers, according to this LinkedIn research of LinkedIn users, which I think is a good measure to figure out where we are. I trust LinkedIn and LinkedIn News. But it's troubling me that they say this is a good job market. That they say 24% seeking jobs in New York City is a good thing. It is not. It shows a depressed will among New Yorkers from a lifelong New Yorker speaking to you right now. We aren't a quarter of a city that looks for work. 8 million people in the city, a quarter of them aren't, 75% of them aren't just sitting there saying, okay, I'm glad I'm not working normally. No, you get more of a rate than that. Now, maybe it's a good thing that a lot are still employed in New York. But 6 million overall, at one point have been unemployed due to COVID. And we're starting to climb our way back. The MTA, according to Moody, will have a 20% permanent drop in transportation for the future. That is sad. That is sad, and that is scary. About as scary as the fact that only 24% of New Yorkers are looking in a city that's been locked down and genuinely unemployed. And then you turn to this other number. There's low job supply and many job seekers. But the other number is confident in job ability. Only 25% of New York is confident that there is a job available. Hey, media. Hey, Governor Cuomo. Hey, Bill de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio. Thank you. Thank you for depressing and crushing the confidence of New Yorkers to believe something is there for them now. You are supposed to be providing for the people, not a stimulus check every few weeks, but a darn opportunity to thrive and survive here. Not show up in a research that says, well, there's very few looking here in New York, 24%, a quarter of 8 million people. And then there's a quarter that says we're not sure. Or then there's a quarter of and then there's 75% of New Yorkers that say we're not sure how good of a job market it is, how much availability there is. When you have a 25% rate of people not looking, and then a 25% rate of people only confident in job availability, you've depressed New York City to the point where 75% don't even want to look, 75% don't even want to believe in job availability. Maybe not even think about it. Maybe you're scared to think that they can be employed again in an unhealthy space. But you know why that is? Because your leadership told us to be scared. Told us literally not to be outside because we could catch this thing. Your leadership depressed us. And the statistics are showing now. I'm very riled up about this because I don't want to be in a city where only 25% of New Yorkers believe there's a chance. I want to get back to 100% and then a surplus of that, believing there's a chance to thrive in New York again. But we won't get there if leadership continues to say, don't go outside, be afraid, be careful, look at the numbers, look at the data. And if you're not really in depth, the data to you may seem scary. But do you know, as I've said before, only 1.4% of people have gotten COVID in a restaurant. Yet here we are at just 50% capacity. But congratulations. As much as you laud the reopening of baseball and laud the reopening of fans, as good as this is, congratulations, Governor Cuomo and de Blasio and Mayor de Blasio. You have officially depressed us to not even be confident in job availability, to not even be confident in seeking out a job. And my next fear is that those that are not confident in the job will just expect government help. And this city was built by rolling up our sleeves, not by asking the government. You know, the Empire State Building, the famous beam shot of the workers, they didn't ask the government for help. They rolled up their sleeves, they got the beams, and they built these amazing buildings in New York. And here we are in 2021, 25% are just 25% are confident in this city's opportunities. Because 75% have been told there are none. 75% have been told we are on lockdown for a long period of time, dating back to last year. 75% have said, guess what? I'm not even going to look right now because I'm scared, or whatever the case may be, or I'm worried there's nothing available. We must highlight businesses that are actually hiring in this city. We must not call 25% of job seekers being competitive. I want to see more people seeking jobs. I want to see the city saying, yes, jobs are available. You just have to look. I want to see a city reborn, rebirthed. And you do that by instilling confidence again. And how do we start? We start by knowing the numbers. We start by seeing that even on LinkedIn, people are depressed and not confident enough in the job market. 25% only are seeking jobs. And even more, 25% believe in job availability. What happened to this being the land of opportunity? What happened to this big, strong reopening that we're going to have? What happened to kissing the ring of Cuomo because he's thankfully allowed business open? Well, you know what he's also done? He's allowed us to become reliant on government help. He's allowed us to become told what to do in a fairly independent city. And he's dictated the fact that we'll be opening up little by little. How's that supposed to encourage anybody? And it's not. And now we're seeing the results of it. So please, local leaders, please, local businesses, please, well, and local businesses are doing a good job, but please, job sites, Indeed, LinkedIn, everywhere, encourage us with better stats, or thank you for showing these stats, but let's encourage people knowing the stats of the job seekers. Let's encourage people to look again, that there can be a land of opportunity here in New York City again. Let's encourage it. Let's not use scare tactics anymore. Vaccinations. 4 million people are vaccinated. 4 million Americans. 100 million plus arms. And yet there's still not enough confidence as of March 12th to look and seek. Well, you know what God says, seek and ye shall find? We must encourage people to seek out more opportunity, more jobs, and that is on messaging. It starts by knowing the numbers, but now that we know them, LinkedIn, what are we going to do with them? We must push people to say, look, it's okay. Workspaces can be safe again. Workspaces will be safe again. People will get back to work. You can get back to work. That's the ultimate message that we've got to say, or we're going to lose the city. We're going to lose this drive entirely. And I wasn't born and living here for 30 years and surviving here for 30 years to let this place crumble. So I'm going to do my part. Stats, hope, messaging, all here at Alex Garrett Podcasting. Let's get going.